Zak the Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masech Des Oyhalis Perik Zayin Mishnah Beis Kol Shifuei Oyhalin Koyhalin. Shifuei means a slant. Like most tents, they're slanted. They come down on each side. So suppose our tent has a flat part on top, and toward the sides it starts sloping down, which is very common for tents. Our Mishnah is letting us know Kol Shifuei Oyhalin Koyhalin. That if the tum is under the slanty part, even though it's not under the flat part of the roof, the entire oil is tummy. It makes no difference. Why would I think differently? I don't know, maybe the slanted part of the roof is more like a wall. So we say no. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Even if oil shehu shafei aviyarid, even if most of the roof on both sides is slanty, you know how wide the flat part of this roof is? The width of a finger. Even again, oil shehu aviyarid, and if I'm going to go up the slanty part, it's going to end ad, up until I have just a flat part, a width that is ke'edzba, only as wide as a finger. I still say, if tumah ba'oil, the tumah is underneath the flat part, then ha'kelim the kelim. Shetachas ha'shipua that are laying under the slanty part, tmeim are tameh, and the same is true the other way around. If the tumah is tachas ha'shipua underneath the slanty part of the walls, Kalim Shabail Tameh, the Kalim under the flat part, would be Tameh. So what's the Mishnah telling us? What's the Chiddush here? You told me already that the slanty part is like the roof. Well, we learned earlier that an oil has to be at least a Tefach by a Tefach. So maybe you have to have a Tefach by a Tefach underneath a flat part of a roof. So our Mishnah is saying, no, if you have a Tefach by a Tefach, if you can show us with your fingers, here's a tefach by a tefach, long a tefach, wide a tefach, and high a tefach, and nothing is going to block your fingers as you're coming around, even though if you would look up from the box that you drew, you would be under the slanty part of the roof, or part of it would be under the slanty part of the roof, it doesn't make a difference, it still has a din of an oil. Now, where do you remember similar mishnayos about this? Not necessarily in regard to the alochis of Tumah and Tahara, but about the angle of an oil. Maybe you remember a mishnah Masechta Sukkah, the first perek. We learned that if someone makes his sukkah like an oil, two slanty boards that meet on top, or just lines up a slanty board against a wall, and let's say that this board is made out of something that would be kosher for schach, then it couldn't have been one board, but whatever it is, it would be kosher for schach. So Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible, because a sukkah has to have a roof, and the Chachamim say it's kosher. And why did the Chachamim say it's kosher? Because they said the slanty part of the roof is also like the roof. Maybe you remember Mishnah Masechta Shabbos about Kilas Chasanim, like a chuppah, a special place where the Chasanim stayed. And the roof doesn't have a flat tefach. We said it's mutter to put it up and take it apart on Shabbos. That's not called making an oil. So perhaps you would want to take a look here at the Sefer Melech HaShloima, who discusses the differences between Shabbos, Sukkah, and the alachis of oil by tumah. But we'll go weiter here in our Mishnah. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, tumah mitoichai, if there is tumah inside a tent. Hanegeya boi mitoichai, tumah tumas shiva. So we have to touch the words very carefully. Hanegeya boi, if someone touches the tent, mitoichai, on the inside, he touches the inside wall of the tent. And again, there is a mess under the tent, zakt the Mishnah. Hanegeya boi mitoichai, tumah tumas shiva, someone who touches the inside of the tent will be Tameh for 7 days. We'll soon explain why Bez Hashem. However, Umeya Chayrav, if he touches the back of the tent, the outside of the tent, Tameh Tumaserv, he's only Tameh for the day, and it was till the evening. Tumah Meya Chayrav, let's say the Tumah was laying on the outside of the oil. Hanageya by Meya Chayrav, if someone touches it on the outside, Tameh Tumas Shiva, he's the one that's going to be Tameh for 7 days. Mitoichai, if someone touches it on the inside, when the tumah is outside, tamei tumas arav, he's only tamei for that day until the evening, assuming, of course, that he toils himself. All right, so let's go back here a little bit and try to explain this. An oil that is made out of, let's say, ureis of pishtan, like flabs of flax, or it's made out of hide or sack. Sack, as we have seen many times, is the material made out of goat hair or the hair of other animals. This is an avi avayis tumah. If there's a mess inside the oil, it becomes an avi avayis tumah. Wait a second. A mess is an avi avayis tumah. So something that comes into contact with the mess should go down to avi tumah, should it not? So may I remind you that we darshan cherev harei kachalal. We've seen this earlier. That a keli that touches a mace stays on the same level as the tumma of the mace. So the mace is an aviyah vayse tumma. The oil itself stays an aviyah vayse tumma. Now, a person who would then touch an aviyah vayse tumma becomes an avatumma. And an avatumma is tummy for at least 7 days because you have to spray on him the water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma on day number 3 and day number 7. So what our Mishnah is telling us now is that the tent is like the keli that comes into contact with the mace. It stays in a via vice hatum. Therefore, the person who touches it is an avatum, and he's tummy for 7 days, but only the inside of the tent. We view the inside of the tent and the outside of the tent as if they were two separate keli. And that's the reason that if he touches the outside of the tent, he's only tummy for the day. What's the din if a keli that touches a mace? You just told me, in via vice hatum. What's the din with a keli that touches that keli? Oh, that keli is an avatumah. And a person who touches an avatumah, oh, he's a rishon letumah. And how long is a rishon letumah tummy for? 1 day. Tevels himself in the mikveh, tummy that evening. So because we consider the inside of the tent and the outside of the tent two separate kelim, the inside of the tent is an aviyah vaisetumah, but the outside of the tent goes down to avatumah. So if someone touches the outside of the tent, he goes down to Rishon Letumah. A Rishon Letumah does not need 7 days. He does not need the Paraduma. So once again, our Mishnah. Tumah, mitaychai, if the Tumah is inside the oil. And again, but if someone touches the oil, mitaychai, on the inside, Tumah, Tumah, Shivis, Tumah, for 7 days, he has the din of an Aviyah Vaisa Tumah. Umiyachaydav, but if he touches the oil from the outside, he's Tumah, Tumah, Sarav. He only has the din of an Avatumah. Now, if the Tumah was lying me'achoyrav, on the outside, so an ageyabai, if someone touches the oil me'achoyrav, he's tamei tumashim. Because then the outside of the oil is like the keli that touches a mace. And the keli that touches a mace is an aviyah vaisetum. Person who touches it is an avatumah who needs 7 days. But when the Tumah is laying outside, and someone touches the tent on the inside, mitaychai, so now the one on the inside is touching a keli that touched a keli that touched a mace. Memeli is only touching an avatum, and he's a rishon letumah, and therefore tamei tumas arev. He's only tamei for the day until the evening. Of course, he has to tevel himself, but he doesn't need more than the day. So here with the tumah on the outside, it's the opposite. We still say both sides of the oil are two separate kelim. The outside is the keli that touches the mace, the aviyah vayse tumah. And the inside is the keli that touches the keli that touches the mace. That's only an avatum. The Mefarshim explain over here that this that we're saying that the two sides of the oil aren't the same is only after the mace has been removed from the oil. But while the mace is in the oil, and they're both aviyah vayse tumah, the inside and the outside. Actually, while the mace is in the oil, so we say that the inside of the oil is mamish like the mess itself. So the outside of the oil that touches the mess is an aviyah vayse tumah. But either way, while the mess is in the oil, whether someone touches both the inside and the outside, he would be tamei tumah shiva. We're talking about where the mess has been removed from the oil. Now, what's the svara? It's very interesting. One side of the oil is one keli. The other side of the oil is called another keli. So the svara is, lemaisa of the oil cuts off the tumah. Oil cuts off the tumah shouldn't spread on the other side of the oil. So normally when you have a keli, I don't look at the inside or the outside of a keli, except by kli cheres. But here, the inside is like a stop sign. It blocks the tumah. That's the basis to say that the very outside of it already is a different keli. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Let's say there was a half a zayas of the mace on the inside of the oil, and there was a half a zayas of the mace on the outside of the oil. In this case, a negeya by someone who touches the oil, whether from the inside or whether from the outside, tamei tumas erev, is only tamei for the day. In other words, he's just a rishon letumah. The oil itself, to be matar the oil, you would have to have 7 days, explains the Batanur. Because we're connecting the half a kizayas on the outside and the half a kizayas on the inside. But as far as someone who's touching the oil, whether he's touching it from the inside or touching it from the outside, he's only tummy for the day. Being that we do not have a kazayis in one place, a full kazayis in one place, so each side is called a keli that touches a keli to touch the mace. In other words, just an avatoma, and it's not called a keli to touch the mace, which is an aviyah vaisetum. Zak the Mishnah Vayter. Here's a new case. Miktsasai, part of the oil, part of the tent, mirudad ala aretz. You often see it by a tent. The tent comes down. When the material of the tent comes down, it still runs a little bit straight on the floor. Zak the Mishnah, if there is tumma tachtav, underneath this piece of material that runs on the ground, oil gabav, or for that matter on top of it, it doesn't affect the oil. Rather, tumma bekasva, oil bekasva yeredes. The tumma will break through in a straight line. It'll be metame anything upwards that's in the path of the tumma or downwards, but not off to the sides. It won't affect the oil. Again, this is what we call tumma ritzusa. And now we have one more case in the Mishnah, but it's quite an interesting case. Zak the Mishnah vayter, oil shehu natoy bi'aliyah. For whatever reason, this person put up a tent in the second floor. Usually tents are on the outside, but this tent is on the second floor. It's inside the house on the second floor. Now, miktsasai mirudet, some of the tent, some of the material of the tent, when it hits the floor, runs along the floor, but it runs along alhu aruba on a window, shebein bayis li aliyah, that is between the bayis downstairs and the aliyah, the second floor upstairs. Can you picture this? You go into a house, you're on the second floor, you put up a tent. There's a little extra material here on the tent. After the tent, on one side hits the floor, it runs along the floor, but it's covering a window. That flat part of the tent is covering a window, or like a skylight, call it, an aruva, that's in between the bottom floor and the top floor. Then I find out there's a mess downstairs. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, Matzel, good thing that the flat part of the tent is covering the window, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's going to block the tumma from coming upstairs. And you know why it's blocking the tumma? Because we're considering it oil on its own. What? The flat part that runs on the floor is considered an oil on its own. You just told me not like that. You just told me in the previous case that if there's tumma underneath, it goes straight up. It doesn't spread to the sides. That means it's not an oil on its own because there's no tefach underneath. Ah, what did you just say? In the previous case, there was no tefach underneath. But here it's covering the window. There's far more than a tefach underneath. There's the whole first floor underneath. That's the reason that this flat part of the oil that covers the window has a din of an oil. And the mela, it blocks the tumma from coming up, like any oil blocks the tumma from coming up on top of it. I say, Alter B'Yaisi. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says, Eina matzel, ad shei notui kinetiyas ha'oil. Now, a flat piece of material, even though it's part of a tent, that's lying over the window, there's not evident of an oil. If you're going to tell me that you set up the tent on the second floor, directly over the window, that's in between the first floor and the second floor, then I'll agree, says Rav Shimon, that even if there's a mess downstairs, comes up the window, but there's an oil there. There's a tent over the aruba, over the window. But the flat part of the tent, no, that's not a tent. An actual tent that has a roof and walls could block it. But even though you're coming with a lum as well, there's space underneath. The fact is, what you have here is a flat piece of cloth. And that's not enough to block it. Azazak Rav Shimon. Let's see how many halachas we learned in our Mishnah. The first halacha we learned here in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis is that the slanty part of the oil has the same din as the oil. If the tent has a flat part on top, even a very narrow flat part, as wide as just a finger, but it has a flat part, and then most of it is a slanty part, it's all called under the oil. And therefore, if there's tumma in the oil, kalim that's underneath the slanty part would be tame, and if there's tumma under the slanty part, kalim in the entire oil would be tame. Then we learned the halacha, this is the second part of the Mishnah, that the inside of the oil and the outside of the oil have a din of two separate kalim. Therefore, let's say there's tumah inside the oil. So if you touch the inside of the oil, you're tummy for 7 days. Because the inside of the oil is like a keli that came into direct contact with the mace. That's an aviyah vaisetum. If you touch it, you become an avatama. An avatama needs 7 days. He needs the paraduma, the water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, day number 3 and day number 7. But if you touch the outside of the ayal, that's like you touch the keli. That touched the keli that came into contact with Hames, because the inside and the outside have a din of 2 separate kelim. And a keli that touched the keli that touched the mace is not an aviyah vaisatumah, it's an avatumah. So the person who touches it is a rishon latumah. A rishon latumah is only tummy for the day. He is not tummy for 7 days. On the other hand, if the tumah is on the outside, so it's the other way around. If you touch the outside, then you're tummy for 7 days, because that's the aviyah vaisatumah. But with the tumah on the outside and you're touching the inside of the oil, then you're only tummy for the day. We're talking about the type of oil that could become tummy, like Urias Pishtan or Ard or sackcloth, things like that. Furthermore, it's talking about a case where the mess has already been removed from the oil. If the mess is still in the oil, then we say one will be tummy for 7 days, whether he touches the inside or the outside. Okay, weiter. Then we learned halacha as follows. I would say this is the third part of the mission. If you have a half a zayas on the inside and a half a zayas on the outside, so whether you touch it from the inside or the outside, you would only be tummy for the day. You don't have a whole kazayas in one place. Fourth halach in the Mishnah. I set up a tent, and the extra material, after the slidey part comes down to the floor, still rolls on the ground a little bit. In other words, it's like a carpet on the ground. And there's tumma underneath that. If there's tumma underneath, it goes straight up. It'll be with time anything straight up or straight down. There's no tefach underneath it, so it's called Tumah Ritzutza that goes straight up or straight down, even though it's connected to an oil. Fifth case of the Mishnah. For whatever reason, this person has a tent in the second floor of his house. And there's also part of the tent, after it comes down to the floor, is still spread on the ground like a carpet, but it's covering a window that's between the first floor and the second floor. And there's a mace on the first floor. Sakt Rabbi Yossi, even though we said before, anything under the flat part is not really under an oil. Here it's different. Because there you didn't have a tefach underneath. But here it's covering a window. And you have much more than a tefach underneath. You have the whole first floor. So Rabbi Yossi holds this flat part has a din of an oil on its own. And that's going to block the tumah on the first floor, if there's tumah on the first floor, to come up into the second floor. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, no. Lamaisa, it's a flat piece of cloth. And it's not an oil. Ye'enachanami, if the oil itself was completely pitched over the window, if it's an actual tent with a roof and walls, that could block the tumah from coming up from the first floor. But the flat part of the oil, says Reb Shimon, that's not considered oil on its own, and it wouldn't block the tumah from coming up.